Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Sometimes your kids surprise you and turn out to do stuff even better than you would have possibly expected. And sometimes they do things that are above and beyond what you've taught them. And it gives you a great deal of pride because you're like, that isn't just them parroting back what I've taught them. This is something that they came up with.
Well, we know it's not you. It's your wife. They're parroting back what she's done.
Well, in this case, I don't know who to blame, but my daughter has gotten very involved with Auction for a Cause, which is a charity that works with rescued dogs.
Yeah, I saw the picture.
Yeah, she's actually on a billboard. It's pretty cool.
I saw it on Facebook,
the
too.
The digital billboards they have up, like the one right out in front of the radio station here.
She's famous.
She's famous and got worldwide recognition in local fame, or what is it you always say?
Citywide recognition.
Oh, okay.
And on-air fame.
On-air fame. That's what she's got.
There you go, yeah.
But anyway, I'm really proud of her that she's been so involved in this because she's not just like holding up a sign or something. She is working hard for this. She is going around. She's getting donations.
Well,
and she's
just precious.
Let him talk about his kid right here.
Show us your vacation pictures, man.
That's not what I'm up to here.
Is she an AV student? Where's that sticker?
Yeah, put it on the back of you, Corvette.
I'm just saying that this is a really good cause she's involved with.
It is.
I'm very proud of her for being involved in it because these rescue dogs, there's a lot of people that have to abandon dogs for some reason or another. And so they come and some of them are found in horrible shape. These are people that were misusing or abusing or mistreating their dogs. Other times it may be something more simple. Mm-hmm. And I saw a very interesting story about a rescue dog that I wanted to share this morning.
Okay.
This couple, they decided they wanted to get a rescue dog rather than getting a dog from a store.
And that's awesome. I respect people that do that.
Right. And so they went to the local rescue and they found this dog named Jake. It was a golden lab, friendly dog, just adorable, fit right into their lives, except there was one weird thing that made him uncomfortable. Every night they would go to sleep, the dog would come to their bedroom door, and they had a gate there, and it would just stare at them while they slept, and it would not go away. It'd just stare at them all night long.
I saw a movie like that.
They did too. Yeah. So they started running video at night to see what the dog was doing. They didn't learn anything from that. So finally they went back to the rescue organization and said, do you know what's going on? And the rescue organization said, we don't. Let us try to talk to the veterinarian. They got in touch with the veterinarian. They found out the dog had been donated to the rescue organization by a family that was about to have a child, and they didn't think they could handle the responsibility of the child and the dog.
That's sad.
So rather than have the difficulty of dealing with this and the whole family being upset and everything, he waited until nighttime, and the dog was asleep, and he loaded him up and took him to this organization.
Oh, it breaks my heart.
So the dog had gone to bed in the house with people that loved it. It wakes up, and it's being transported to this place where it's left with all these other dogs. So this dog was sitting there watching every night to see if he was going to get taken to the place again. Like, maybe they're going to get rid of me too, and they do it at night, so I'm just not going to go to sleep because I'm going to watch and make sure that, you know, he was wanting to make sure he wasn't going to be taken again.
Okay.
So they ended up changing what they were doing. They took the gate down and let the dog sleep in the bedroom with them. And within a month, the dog had started behaving more normally and falling asleep nice and early at night and just sleeping straight through the night.
When you first started it, you said the dog was staring at him in the bedroom.
Uh-huh.
I was thinking about like when your dog stares at you.
Okay.
Because you were talking about having a baby.
Oh, well, my dog liked to watch us whenever we were romantic and everything. That was different. I went to the vet about that, and he said, that's your own fault. Shut the door.
That dog wants to be taken off.
Yeah, no, your dog's like, get me out of here.
Oh, he loved it. He could have left any time he wanted to.
Oh, man. And it's so embarrassing when your dog's doing things to stuffed animals and stuff when you got company. My dog, I've got to get it neutered.
We just had a nice animal rescue story.
Yeah, what are you
doing
here, man?
And now you're taking it in a totally different direction.
Nasty stuff. You're talking about your dog hunching stuffed animals. We're talking about a dog that was rescued and was afraid he was going to get taken
now
again.
Now he's got someone good that's going to take care of him.
What was embarrassing was my dog used to catch me. Stuffed animals.
Yeah. You want a startling thing. You get licked on the rear end one time. You're like, whoa, who just licked me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Your dog climb up onto bed.
But does your dog sniff the bottoms of your kids? Like if they're sitting there playing an iPad?
No.
Yeah.
You need to wash your kids' bottoms better.
I think so.
That's gross. Either that or they're farting.
No, he's getting to know them. He's just getting to know them a little bit better.
You need to wash your kids' bottoms. Anyway, this was supposed to be a heartwarming, uplifting story. I will say you can go to our Facebook fan page and learn more about Auction for a Cause.
It is March 7th at Embassy Suites.
Yes. And my daughter is one of the best and brightest, and she will be there that night, too. And it's a great opportunity for you to learn more about it. And if you like, you could even adopt a rescue.
Yeah.
Or you can donate and help out and all that.
And it's Auction for a Cause with a K.
Yeah, K-A-W-S.
It's not one of those bachelor auctions, is it?
Well,
it is.
Actually,
you get a date with her.
Not with my daughter, no. I was going to get you a dog.
Okay.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.